Germany calling, Germany calling. Here are the Reichs under ambush. Station Bremen and station DXB on the 31-meter band.
This evening, I am talking to you about Germany. That is a concept that many of you may have failed to understand. Let me tell you that in Germany, there still remains the spirit of unity and the spirit of strength. Let me tell you that here we have a united people who are modest in their wishes. They are not imperialists. They don't want to take what doesn't belong to them. All they want is to live their own simple lives, undisturbed by outside influences. I can remember when I cast my memory back to 1932 and 1931, I can remember how everything that could be done to stimulate the hatred of England against Germany was done. I ask you to remember that in 1939, in August, the only question was that of bringing Danzig back the Reich, no more and no less. What a small problem that was in comparison with those that confront us today. Surely, if only we had had the common sense to agree that the German people of Danzig should go back to the Reich, then we might have had peace. Now I say to you, my English listeners, the trouble is this. Germany, if you like, is not anymore the chief factor in Europe. Germany maybe, I may be wrong, I will only say, the German arms have been in many battlefields defeated. But I ask you, how could it ever be possible for England to maintain a front against Soviet Russia unless she had the help of the German Legion? I can only say that I have day in and day out called the attention of the British people to the menace from the East which confronted them. And if they will not hear, if they are determined not to hear, then I can only say the fate which overcomes them in the end will be the fate they have merited. More I cannot say. I beg you to realize that the fight is on. You have heard something about the Battle of Berlin. You know that there a tremendous, world-shattering conflict is being waged. Good. I would only say that the men who have died in the Battle of Berlin have given their lives to show that whatever else happens, Germany will live. And therefore I say to you, in these last words, you may not hear from me again for a few months. I say, Es liebe Deutschland. Heil Hitler, and farewell.